Six Eagles were named to the NFC's Pro Bowl roster on Tuesday night, including four first-time selections in guard Brandon Brooks, tight end Zach Ertz, tackle Lane Johnson, and quarterback Carson Wentz. We kick off this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster with the players recognizing that this is a team honor, but also hoping that they will not be available for that weekend.
I don't plan to play in it. We're looking for a bigger game to get to, but you know, it still counts, and it's like I said, it's something from a personal goal standpoint that I think, you know, every player sets out to get that recognition.
Yeah, like I'm excited, yeah, but my goals are bigger than that, like more of a team goal. I mean, making a Pro Bowl is good, great individual goal. You know, no denying that, but it's not about individual goals for me, so.
After the Pro Bowl rosters are announced, there is always an outcry with regard to who got snubbed. This year, there were two obvious choices inside the Eagles' locker room in defensive end Brandon Graham and center Jason Kelsey. Even the head coach Doug Peterson chimed in.
You know, somebody has to, you know, be an alternate, I guess. And I think he's played at a Pro Bowl level. You know, as much criticism and critique and everything that he gets, he doesn't get enough credit, you know. He's been solid all year long. He's been nicked up with the ankle, as you know, and just continues to play and play high at a high level, and would definitely be one that would be, you know, deserving of that honor too.
I'm letting loose and I'm playing ball. I'm a lot more confident this year for sure. I mean, that comes with, you know, playing better. I think that as you play better, you just build more and more confidence. And, you know, last year I had a rough start to the year, and it was definitely a, you know, humbling thing. And Stout worked on me hard and, you know, wanted to get my technique right, wanted me to get back on track. And towards the second half of last season, I think you started to see me play a little bit better. But then this year has been much, much better. I mean, it's been fun to get back to, you know, playing as well as I have before, for sure. And, you know, I think a year of, you know, working on those technique things and a year of being more comfortable in the offense and, you know, just think the coach has done a great job putting everybody in situations to be successful. It's been a lot of fun.
Quarterback Nick Foles has been to the Pro Bowl before. His NFL record-tying 7-touchdown performance against Oakland in 2013 helped him get there. On Christmas night, Foles welcomes the Raiders to the Link. He has plenty to build off of after last Sunday's successful start against the Giants.
Just continue to get into a rhythm. You want to excel every day. That was my first opportunity to step on the field in a starting spot, playing a full game with that group of guys. There were guys in that huddle that I played a lot of football with, and there was guys that was my first time to play a full game with. So throughout the course of this practice week, just continuing to focus on the fine details, continue staying in the moment, preparing like that, just becoming more comfortable. The more you do something, you just become more comfortable. Obviously, that was my first time to start a game since last season, so you just have to continue to get more comfortable, and then you can play at a higher speed.
Make sure to check out Eagles 360, featuring a one-on-one interview with quarterbacks coach John DeFilippo, as well as a first look at the Oakland Raiders, courtesy of Hall of Fame wide receiver Mike Quick. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us on this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.